Where am I? Whoa. Leo's house just got 10 times smaller. I don't remember him having these couches, though. Hey, wait. Where is everyone? Oh my gosh. Did I miss an apocalypse? Am I abducted right now? Alien, wherever and whoever you are, please don't harm me. I come in peace. Oh my gosh. I've always wanted to experience an apocalypse. But this place is awfully bland for a UFO ship. Ugh, my head hurts. Hello? Is anyone here? Oh. Hi. I know you. Wait, why are you here? Did you kidnap me? Well, I wouldn't mind getting kidnapped by you. No, I'm not drunk. I'm fully sober. 100% soberlicious. Yes, soberlicious. That is a word. You don't know what you're talking about. What's this? A cold towel? For what? Ugh, no. It'll ruin my perfectly good makeup. I spent hours on this look. And you'd think people would appreciate it. I mean, I didn't get any compliments. Ugh. Should've just went with my bare face. What? My lipstick is smudged? And no one told me. People really hate me, don't they? They do. They're all just pretenders. That's all they are. Fine. You can place it on my head if you're so keen. Oh, this is your place? Why? The party ended earlier? I'm sorry, I missed the fireworks, didn't I? What do you mean I passed out in a random room? You phoned me? Oh. I see. You couldn't find any of my friends? Oh. Oh, I see. You just wanted to be alone with me. Yes, I caught you. You want a piece of this, don't you? No? Aren't you a bundle of joy? I do know what I'm saying. I told you, I am super soberlicious. Stop saying that. Of course it's a word. I did not make it up. Oh, well, I'll add it to the dictionary. Just you wait and see. My shirt? Yeah, it is wet. I don't know how. Doesn't matter, though. I'm not gonna take it off. No, I'm not gonna get sick. Really, I think I'm fine. Hey, where are you going? This towel's so cold. No one will notice if I just get rid of it, right? If I just slowly... Oh, you're back. What am I doing? Oh, I'm just waving the towel around for no reason. Okay, I'll put it back on. I do have a raging headache. What's this? Your sweater? Ugh, It's so big, though. Okay, fine. I won't say no. Here, give it to me. Why are you looking away? I'm wearing a bra, you know. Unless... Wait. Are you nervous around me? Aw. Well, you wouldn't be the first. Anyone else would take this opportunity to stare. No? No, it's nice how respectful you're being. I think I can manage to take off my shirt fine. Don't worry. There. It's like a blanket on me. Do you know where my phone is? Oh, thanks. I thought I lost it. Let's see. I'm sure my friends were worried sick. Oh. No messages. No, everything's okay. I must have a ton of messages. Yeah, I definitely do. What makes you think that, though? Yeah, I do have a lot of friends. I know almost everyone around campus, but... I'm not sure any of them really care about me. Why do I say that? What do you care? We barely even know each other. No, you're right. I mean, I am in your apartment. Well, I went to the party with a group of my close friends, and honestly, I'm just a little surprised that none of them are checking on me. Yeah. I mean, I could be dead in a ditch somewhere. Would they even notice? You think? Here I am, venting to a random person I barely even talk to. Who have I become? I'm not cool anymore. I'm kidding. Of course you're not lame. I actually remember you. I see you around school a lot, but we've never had any classes together, have we? Yeah, I thought so. I remember almost everyone. I wouldn't forget a face like yours. What? No, I'm not calling you ugly. On the contrary. You suck at this. At what? Trying to pick up on flirting. Yes, obviously I'm flirting with you. No, it's not because I'm drunk. And for the record, I'm not drunk. I'm just a teeny bit tipsy. The tiniest bit. Not drunk, though. Just tipsy. I had to clarify. This headache's never gonna leave, is it? Yeah, I did. I did go a little overboard with the drinking. This is why you should never put me and alcohol in the same room. I barely have any self-control. Yes, I know everyone else was drinking too, but... Wait, were you not drinking? You only had one drink? Ugh, that's so lame. I'm not a pro-alcoholic. I only ever drink on occasions. Besides, we have to celebrate starting the new semester, don't we? Yeah, I'm not excited either. I've been slacking with my work lately. Being friends with a lot of people can be... distracting. Oh, you see me in the library. Yeah, I hang out in Leo's group a lot. They're not exactly focused on education, I guess. No, they just go to look cool. They all chase degrees they're not even interested in, and then they wonder why they're doing such a horrible job as a doctor. But you're not like that, though. I mean, I've seen you around the library, too. Usually you're focused. Your head's always buried in a book. No, I'm not making fun of you. I think it's cute. It is. I like that in someone. It's fresh. It shows your intelligence. Oh, don't even. I know you like when I sweet talk you. Everyone else? Oh, whatever. Are you saying that you don't want me to keep going? No answer, no? That's what I thought. I mean, why else are you going out of your way to help me? You must have a thing for me. Come on. Admit it. Would you stop saying that? I do know what I'm saying. I'm not a total knobhead, you know. So what if I had a few drinks? They're not going to dictate what my mouth says. Then why else am I here? Are you really just doing something nice to a random stranger? Is that all this is? So if I lean in to kiss you right now, you wouldn't reciprocate? No? Why? Wow, I guess you really aren't into me. I wonder why. Because I'm drunk? Oh, for God's sake. Stop using that excuse already. Oh, you want to kiss me when I'm sober? Why? So I remember it forever? Look at you. A little romantic. You're cute when you're secretly blushing. Looking away isn't gonna help you, no. I'm pretty good at identifying when someone's into me. And I must admit, you are very clearly my type. Why is that hard to believe? Well, it's not like I go around dating every boy in college, do I? Trust me, I can, but I don't want to. They're all missing something that I really want. What is it that I want? A caring person? Someone that doesn't just see me as a prize or a goal, but as an actual human being. I see that with you. I mean, you could have left me at that party, but you didn't. You brought me here, and you're taking care of me like I'm your friend of 10 years. That says a lot about you. Ugh, there I go sweet-talking you again. What are you doing to me? I'm used to getting all the sweet talk, not giving it. Maybe I really am a little drunk. Just a little. Soberlicious is no more. Whatever, you're a hater. I'm clearly a word inventor. Oh yeah, the towel's dripping now. It helped a lot, thanks. It's not cold anymore, and I slowly feel my headache fading. Yeah, the real headache is tomorrow. Anyways, I should probably call someone to come pick me up. Think I've bothered you enough for one night. No, seriously. You don't have to take care of me anymore. I'll just call my brother to come pick me up. I appreciate all that you've done so far. Oh, you want me to spend the night? Are you sure? Yeah, I do have a class tomorrow, but I might have to skip it. No, you're not. You're not skipping school just so you can spend the day with me. That's ridiculous. I'm not a child. How are you so perfect? It's almost annoying. Okay, if you insist. I'll stay, but just for tonight. I mean, I'm already in your sweater, so I might as well just keep it on. Do you have an extra room? I don't mind sleeping here on the couch. It's actually really comfy. Your bed? Are you sure? No, I'm definitely not gonna barf. I pinky promise. Well, do you mind if I go freshen up? I don't want to sleep in your bed if I smell like alcohol. Yeah, I can handle myself from here. Oh, you want to help me up? I'm perfectly capable of walking. Thank you. No, I'll take it from here. I'll be out soon, okay? That felt amazing. I feel way better already. I might be getting your sweater a little wet with my hair. I hope that's okay. It is? Okay. So, this is your bedroom, huh? Yeah, it's nice. I like the colorful lights. Sorry, I know I'm a little awkward. I'm not exactly used to spending the night at someone new's place. No, I know, I trust you. Usually I do have good intuition. Here, I can put a pillow in the middle to split us up. No, I promise I'm not a kicker. I might be, though. Let's not risk finding out. There. I'm all ready for bed now. It's gotten pretty late. Whoa, how's your mattress so soft? I could lay here for hours. I'm sure you do. Okay, well, sweet dreams. I'll try not to hog the blanket. Yeah, good night. Hey, you're not asleep yet, are you? Okay, good. I just wanted to thank you for everything. It feels so refreshing meeting someone like you. Oh, you know what I mean. I'm not sweet-talking you anymore. Yeah, you just really went out of your way to take care of me tonight, and that means a lot. Trust me, even like my old boyfriends never treated me this way. So it just feels really nice. No, of course I'm not gonna forget it. You think I'm just gonna walk around school and ignore you from here on out? That's not gonna happen. I'm gonna introduce you to my friends, if I can even call them my friends after this. I'd rather hang out with you now. I think you're cooler. Plus, you actually focus on studying instead of looking good for Instagram. You'd be surprised. I can be a book nerd. Okay. Well, we'll talk more tomorrow. Good night.